KBMW.
Good morning, you. It's 9:20. Clouds 48 degrees. Welcome into our Monday talk around. And as promised, talking with North Dakota representative from District 25, Kathy Scrow this morning. Kathy, good morning.
Good morning, Bill. Thank you so much for having me.
Good to have you in studio here. And going back, you were elected in 2016.
Correct.
Reelected in 2020.
Yes, in District 26.
In District 26, I'm sorry.
So I'm an incumbent now running to retain my seat in the new District 25, which is all of Richland County.
Okay. Yeah. Well, we have a lot to talk about here this morning. There's been some talk, there's been some questions and controversy concerning your voting record. I'll let you take it from there.
Yes. So what happened as I was preparing for the Kennedy Forum in Hankinson, which was a wonderful evening, that day, I was not aware that Rob Port had posted up some information about me claiming that I was lying about my record, that I was claiming credit for bills that had failed or that I had voted no on, that I had listed bills on my flyer that, while I voted for them, had nothing to do with the subject matter that I had listed them, referenced them for. And then it was called out. The question was called out on the forum, and I had not seen his post at all. I had no idea what the reporter was talking about when he asked me how I could respond to being called out like that. Well, I actually went home after that forum and went through four legislative sessions to clear up and make sure I understood what they were talking about and what Rob Port or whoever his assistant was that did this research was going to wrong legislative sessions and citing wrong bills and wrong votes.
Was that the first time that Rob broached this issue, or the first time that you were made aware of this?
First time I was made aware of it is when somebody shared the post to me on my cell phone after this forum was over, and I was up until 3 a.m. going back into my records because it's a lot. We go through 900 plus, maybe 940 bills and resolutions every single session. The thing that the public need to be aware of is that bill numbers are recycled every session. So a bill number, say for example, that Rob Port used and claimed that I was completely wrong on it, was 1285. And what he said was, while I voted for it, it had nothing to do with protecting women and children.
That's a baby safe haven?
That is a baby safe haven.
Okay,
bill.
Tell me a little bit about this.
Okay, so what he said was, it was referring to the 250th anniversary of the Discovery of America. Baby safe haven bill was an issue brought to my attention by a constituent. And they said that the baby safe haven laws had been on the books of North Dakota statute since 2011.
Okay.
But had never been activated. There had never been any public awareness made of this right for an individual who is responsible for a child. If they feel they are not capable of caring for that child, they can drop it off at an approved location without being charged with child abandonment. And there are very serious consequences for that. So what I did is I worked with a gal from Human Services. We worked on this bill. We put it together. We expanded the locations that could be a baby could be dropped off at, and then an education program to get it out to the public, and making sure that even babies that are born in the hospital setting, and the woman leaves the hospital. Now she does not face child abandonment charges. And why is this important? Because right about the time I got this call from the constituent, there was a business location, and the employee had walked out the back door to take out the trash before turning off the lights and closing the door. And there's this box sitting on the back step. He opens it, and there's a baby wrapped in a towel. This is December 5th in the dead of winter.
Wow.
And this parent was desperate enough, had some kind of knowledge of what a Baby Moses or Baby Safe Haven offered, and wanted to give the baby to someone else, but used the wrong process.
So, Kathy, what was Rob's problem with this?
He said it had nothing to do with protecting women and children, because he was using the bill number 1285 from the 67th legislative session, not the 66th legislative session.
Looking at the recycled stuff.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, he was getting research done in wrong legislative sessions.
Was that the only thing he called you out on?
No, there was another one too. There were lots of them that he called me out on. 2202. It's 2202. Is about a child care tax exemption for a community facility that's offering child care within their community.
Got it.
And they get a tax credit.
Mm-hmm.
So I was going to prime sponsor the bill, but I had enough bills and I gave it to a freshman to let him run with it, and I co-sponsored it. What Rob said is, I didn't even vote on the bill. Well, that was at a time when my 96-year-old mom was in a health crisis and I need to be tending to her needs.
Mm-hmm.
I could not be there on the floor at that moment when they voted on that bill. But I did vote on the final draft after it came through conference committee.
All right.
So absolutely supported that. Mm-hmm. And I am glad it passed. So there were other issues too. 1283, he said I voted no. Well, he is wrong. I voted yes, and I was the prime sponsor. And that allowed easier access for patients to be able to get medical marijuana.
Okay.
So there were difficulties with people being able to get a certificate allowing them to access, and this made it easier. It was used to dovetail about five other bills into make it a more complete bill, and we handled a whole bunch of things under that bill in the end, and it passed. And yes, I voted for it, and I absolutely supported it.
Kathy, hold that thought. I got to break away for Ag News in our local news, but we're going to come back. We're going to talk more about this and continue our conversation with North Dakota Representative Kathy Scraw. It's 9:28. Good morning. We're back. It's 9:36. Cloudy sky, approaching 50 degrees here. We are talking today with North Dakota Representative Kathy Scraw. Kathy in studio with us here, and thank you for being a part of the morning show. Appreciate that.
Thank you so much.
So let's pick up where we left off. Rob Port took some issues with your voting record that we've been talking about. I have to ask you this, Rob being a prominent Republican, what do you think his motives were for doing this?
Well, I don't know what his party affiliation mm-hmm. is, but he does work for the Inforum.
Right. Seemingly he's always been, you know, pretty far to the right, which is making me question, you know, what this was all about.
Right, and that's why I think it kind of caught me off guard. I've never been subject to his attack before,
mm-hmm.
but this was kind of out of the blue, and I think it can only be because I'm running for office, and they're using this to try to discredit me as a good person trying to tear down my integrity, to question what I'm accomplishing as a legislator. And what really hurt was Joel Heitkamp doubling down on this on the radio the next day without actually having a chance to talk to me, claimed that I was lying on my flyers and that I was lying about lying on my flyers. And I don't think you can do a more brutal attack on someone's integrity than to frame them up in that kind of way. And actually what he was doing is the same. He was regurgitating the very same thing that Rob Port had done. So what I want people to know is that I have worked very hard, especially on issues important to family. Because of that, I am endorsed by the North Dakota Family Alliance. I worked very hard on the Agricultural Committee as well. Because of that, I have the endorsement of the North Dakota Farm Bureau. I have championed legislation dealing with mental illness. That was one of the first priorities I had when I got to the legislature. And I was challenged by a whole host of individuals, not just in Richland County, but across the state, even administrator at the state hospital, state's attorneys, judges, lawyers, defense attorneys, all wanting me to do something to fix the broken system on mental illness. And so one of the bills that I was called out on was actually one of those bills that help people with mental illness that referenced the wrong year, but it one of them, 1365, helps patients get access, helps family get their family member on medication faster so they recover faster rather than have them thrown in jail or taking a ride in a law enforcement car. So I ended up being asked to serve on the North Dakota Supreme Court Task Force on Mental Illness, where I have championed legislation every year that I've served, except during the special session, where we couldn't introduce bills, but only voted on bills. But I will continue to be a fighter for these causes. I'm receiving very good support from the community out there. We are living in a time when suicide rates are through the roof, and especially among young people. I think all of the negative vibes out there, whether it's in the media or social media, paint a very bad picture of the future of the world. And we like to think positive. And I see that even the calls coming in to the First Link going from 1,500 calls in the early years of that being established in North Dakota to this year, over 15,000 calls of people desperate and worried about committing suicide. So I hope to continue in that capacity in the North Dakota legislature.
Kathy, let's talk a little bit about, you know, things coming up and some of the issues coming up that we'll be voting on next month. One of those issues is recreational marijuana. Where do you stand on that?
Well, in the process of working on the legislation,
because that might pass.
Yes, I know. I can't support it because of what I learned during the process of getting legislation passed to implement medical marijuana. One of the chief concerns is what we see happening in states who do have recreational marijuana. It takes them down on a negative road. A lot more kids are coming to school high on marijuana because their parents have it and it's very accessible to them. People coming to work high, people driving high, and putting more burden on law enforcement to try to manage it. Also, people think of a joint as being at a level of 10 to 12% THC. Well, genetic modification has enabled the THC levels produced by plants to be increased to 95% THC. That kind of THC can actually cause brain damage. And there are new studies out there now that are indicating that this type of marijuana can actually cause permanent schizophrenia, irreversible schizophrenia. And so I do have concerns about that. We're already dealing enough issues with abuse of alcohol. Why would we want to compound that on top of the alcohol addiction and abuse and then just add another item in there that we have to deal with in, through law enforcement and as parents and as school districts throughout the whole state of North Dakota?
So you've obviously researched this. Have you spoken with addiction counselors or mental health experts?
I have.
That's where you're getting your sources.
And I also spoke with four law enforcement officers that told me about their position and why they are very concerned about this passing, and how do we deal with it if it does pass? So,
what are some of the other issues that you're looking at? Some of the other things coming up too that are concerning you?
Well, I have a concern about the measure dealing with term limits too.
Let's talk about that. What is your take on that, on term limits?
So, I think it's very concerning that they're limiting it to just two terms. And the reason for that is, having worked in the legislature this many sessions, there is an awful lot of expertise needed in the managing of the whole process of a legislative session. Without experienced people there to, say, chair committees, without experienced people that manage the floor exercises and all of the moving components, we will have a mess because we are only citizen legislators. We don't have staff. We are only there every other year and then work on interim committees to study things that we were not able to resolve during a session, or where we think we need to be looking at legislation but need more study time to address that in the form of a bill. So we need those experts of experience. You know, look at this way. The voter is a term limiter. By a statute mandating a term limit, or a constitutional measure mandating a term limit, we are taking the power of the vote away from the people and limiting their own ability to choose who they want for how many years they want. Perhaps if we limited to, say, six terms or eight terms, but not this short of a limitation. And we also don't limit the bureaucracy. The bureaucracy is one of the greatest mover and shakers out there, and they are vested in their interests as well. We can't possibly know all the intricate inner workings of running the state government or the state capital. So, I don't support that measure.
What is your feedback, or what kind of feedback have you gotten when you're out campaigning from your constituents? What's that been like?
I have had a very warm reception, and especially when talking to families. And I will bring up the fact that I am serving on this select committee. I'm the sole legislator on that committee, and how we're working to find solutions. And then people will just open up and start sharing with me about what they've experienced as a family and what they want me to do to continue fighting for them. And people especially who are currently suffering with mental illness have completely opened up with me, and my heart just goes out to them. It's one of my greatest passions. So,
Kathy, we're out of time, but thank you so much.
Yes.
For coming on the show here this morning. And anything else you want to add before we wrap it up?
I would just say, I've been subjected to so many negative attacks during this campaign. I have never gone negative in all the years that I've campaigned. And I don't intend to go negative now, but I do need to let the voters know that they can be confident in their support of me and casting their vote for me. And if they want more information, they can go to www.kathyscrawforhouse.com.
All right. Representative, North Dakota Representative Kathy Scraw in on the show this morning again. Kathy, thank you so much for stopping by. 947 here, the voice of the valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Got a cloudy sky, 47 degrees. Good morning.